to church this morning and to welcome you to this first service. And I know God is going to bless somebody in Jesus' name. In this morning dew, God will release fresh blessings unto you in the name of Jesus. We are grateful to God for all He has done in His church, and we know that the gates of hell shall never prevail in Jesus' name. God is the owner of the church. No man is the owner of the church. He decides when to promote His church. He decides when to lift His church. He decides when to change the level of this church. And this morning, you will be the first partaker of this blessing in Jesus' name. If you are the one I'm praying for, shout a big amen. Amen. Impartation for excellence. Impartation for excellence. Bring out your writing materials. And then I know that as you write, somebody will be blessed in Jesus' name. We have made it clear in the course of the teachings this month that God wants you and I to enjoy excellence. In Romans chapter 8 verse 30, Bible says, whom He did predestine, him He called. And whom He called, He justified. And whom He justified, He glorified. So the end up of every Christian is glory. The end of every Christian is excellence. And everyone born is born to overcome. And the heritage of every child of God is to be excellent in life. No child of God is destined or programmed to be a failure. No child of God is destined to be a problem or a liability. You are all destined to be an asset. And you will be an asset in the name of Jesus. God created you for triumph and not for troubles. He did not create you to be going from one trouble to another. He created you to move from one triumph to another. And in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, you will triumph in Jesus' name. I said you will triumph in Jesus' name. In the course of the services this morning, we'll be looking at some essential factors that will bring about the impartation of the spirit of excellence on the life of a man. And this morning I'll be starting with one of the most important things that brings you to the realm of excellence in life. And it's called love. Somebody say love. And in the spirit of the last few days of the love that has been going on, I believe God has instructed us to start with this morning so that we can have a better understanding of what love really is. Love is the greatest virtue a human being can have. That is the one of the best things they can say about you, is that you are a loving person. In 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13, the Bible says, now abideth faith, hope, and love, which is also called charity. But the greatest of the three of them is love, which is also called charity. The greatest thing you can possess is to be a loving person. Why do we love God so much and pursue Him? Because He first loved us. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ loved us. Even when we did not qualify, He loved us. Love is the greatest. He's the greatest. And the spirit of love always baptizes a person with excellence. Once you possess the spirit of love, there is no way you will not be excellent. There is no way you will not be prominent. There is no way you will not be eminent. There is no way you will not be distinguished. There is no way you will not succeed in life. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has in store for them that love Him. For them that love Him. So many believers are chasing what is not. What you need to chase is the spirit of love. The spirit that loves God with passion. The spirit that loves God with passion and loves people with passion. Once I see somebody that loves God and I see somebody that loves people with passion, I can predict where the person will end. Because love never fails. Love never fails. The Bible says love is as strong as death. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6. The latter part. Love is as strong as death. It's a strong force. And today, God is going to bless someone in Jesus' name. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3, First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3, the Bible says, if any man love God, the same is known of him. So God knows those who love him. He knows those who love him. And in the name of Jesus, may you be counted among those that love God. I say, may you be counted among those that love God. Somebody say a big amen. Important facts about love. Because many think love is many things. Important facts about love. Number one is that you cannot love God and humanity and be stranded or frustrated in life. You cannot be operating in genuine love and be a frustrated person or be a stranded person. The love you give out naturally comes back to you. I'm talking about the genuine love, not love for sex or love for alcohol or love for the kind of things. I'm talking about genuine, sincere love always brings about the escape of that man and that woman from being stranded. You will escape from being stranded this time in Jesus' name. I say you will escape and you will never be stranded in Jesus' name. Number two, important fact about love is that your love for God is your ticket to the world of endless possibility. Your love for God and your love for people is your ticket. Somebody say ticket. That is your ticket. That is your visa to the world of endless possibilities. That is your ticket to the world of endless possibilities. Watch it. In the rest of 2020, there will be endless possibilities in your life in Jesus' name. Everything you have hitherto been stretching your hands to get, my Father will release it to you. I say everything you have hitherto been stretching your hands to get, my Father will release it to you. Somebody say a big amen. Number three, important fact about love is that love is a seed which will always produce the harvest of an excellent life. When you sow the seed of genuine love, not the love that is exploitative, not the love that has ulterior motive. When you sow the seed of genuine, sincere love, you always reap the harvest of excellence. You love God, He gives you excellence in your work, gives you excellence in his assignment for you. You love your husband, you love your wife, you reap the benefit, the harvest of excellent marriage. You love your studies, you reap the harvest of straight A's in your studies, in your work, in your assignment. In the name of Jesus, the Son of a living God, you will never, ever, ever be a failure in life in Jesus' name. I say you will never, ever be a failure in life in Jesus' name. Somebody say a big amen. The days of your failure is finally gone. I say the days of your failure is finally gone. The days of your failure is finally gone. You are in a house where excellence is the reality here. You are in a house where your pastors and the wives of your pastors carry the seed of excellence. Succeeding in all that they are doing. Yesterday night I was looking for a document in the cupboard where we pack certificates, my wife and I. And then I stumbled on a transcript, I think the second year or third year in the university. And I saw 4.8 CGPA. 4.8 CGPA. All courses that I saw on that particular scantron were A, except 1B. You can't be under that kind of anointing and then you are crawling to survive with D's and E's. The days of your failure is finally over. The days of your scratching the ground to succeed is finally over. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Important facts about love, give you just one more, is that love is seen, is felt, and is observed. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord. They could see that he loved the Lord. 1 Kings 3, verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in his statutes of David, his father. Only he sacrificed and lent incense in high places. He sacrificed incense. He was a lover and his love was obvious. From today, your love will be obvious for everybody to see. Quickly this morning, what are the virtues of love that leads to excellence? What are the deep things inside love that leads to excellence? Virtues of love, number one, is that I'll be reading those virtues from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 5. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 5. A, virtue of love is that love suffereth long. Love is patient. Excellent love is a patient love. It's a love or charity suffereth long. Number two, virtue of love is that love is kind and love is thoughtful. Any love that is not kind, any love that does not think of the feeling of another person, is not a good love. Any love that is not kind and does not think of the feelings of another person is not a good love. Number three, virtue of love is that love does not envy. Love does not envy. It's not a jealous love. It's not envious. Excellent love or love that will result in an excellent life will not be jealous. And of course, love is not proud. It's a humble love. When you love genuinely and you want excellence in your life, you will not be proud-hearted. And let me tell you, pride is of the heart. You can't see pride. A lot of times you might not be able to see pride on the face. Pride is obvious by actions and reactions. And that was one of the things that made God to send the devil out of heaven. He observed pride in him and he said, no, you can't stay. Virtues of love is that love, number five, or E, is that love does not rejoice at injustice. Love does not rejoice at injustice. Love does not rejoice at injustice. My prayer for you today is that the spirit of love will indeed come upon you in the name of Jesus. I said the spirit of love will indeed come upon you in the name of Jesus. As from today, nobody will see you as a hateful person again. Somebody say a big amen. You know, there are some people, when you look at them, just me looking at them, they look like people that hate others. There is nowhere you can see the seed of excellence and you will see the seed of hatred at the same time. You can't see the two at the same time. Both the seed of excellence and the seed of hatred at the same time. As from today, everybody that will see you, will see that you are a man or woman that loves God sincerely. As every man or woman that sees you, will know that you are a man or woman that loves God sincerely. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. On the day you begin to show love to God and to your neighbors, you are signing for excellent life. On the day love begins to ooze out from your heart towards your fellow, you have signed in for a change of levels. If indeed you want your life to change, let love come upon you today. Let that spirit of love come upon you today. It is that spirit that doesn't make you speak evil of others. It is that spirit that makes you to love others like you love yourself. You love them sincerely, and you love them from the bottom of your heart. As from today, that spirit of love will come upon you in the name of Jesus. I say that spirit of love will come upon you in the name of Jesus. Every single person that will see you, we know that indeed God has done something remarkable in your life in the name of Jesus. I can't hear somebody say a big amen. I can't hear somebody say a big amen. As from today, you will receive that spirit of love in the name of Jesus. Number two, major force that I'll be speaking about this morning that brings about the impartation of excellence is called the spirit of obedience. The spirit of obedience. Every obedient person is a candidate. Every obedient person is a candidate of excellence. In John 8 verse 29, the Bible says, "And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me, for I always do what pleases him." Why is God loving me? He's not just loving me. I always do exactly what will please him. As a result of this impartation service, you are going to receive the grace to please God afresh. I say you are going to receive the grace to please God afresh. As from today, the desire to please God will be your uttermost desire. I can't hear somebody say a big amen. I can't hear somebody say a big amen. What are the gains of obedience? What do you stand to gain when you obey God? Number one, or A, is that you stand to gain blessings. Blessings. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You will eat the good of this land in Jesus' name. Verse 19. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. If you be willing and obedient, you will eat. In the name of Jesus, you will eat the good of the land. I say you will eat the good of the land. But there's a vital requirement called obedience. Number two, gains of obedience is... But before I go to the number two, every person that blesses, that is obedient, is a man of blessing. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible says, and all nations shall call you blessed. All nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. That will be somebody's testimony in Jesus' name. The second thing that comes to every obedient person is favor. Somebody say favor. As you engage yourself in this impartation service this morning, favor is coming on your head. Favor is coming on your head. In this impartation service, as you raise up your materials during the right time, as you raise up your handkerchiefs and all that you have brought to God, and as you lay them upon your head, brand new favor will descend upon your head. In Psalms chapter 5 verse 12, Psalms chapter 5 verse 12, where we say, for thou we bless the righteous with favor without encompass him as with a shield. I will bless him. I will bless the righteous. Righteousness also means the obedient. So God says, if you are obedient, I will bless you. I will make favor to be around you. This week, you will see favor all around you. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. You will see favor all around you. All around your business, you will see favor. All around your marriage, you will see favor. All around your children, you will see favor. Many trusting God for marital settlement will receive favor this week. I said they will receive favor this week. I said they will receive favor this week. If you are one of us that receive favor, shout favor. The favor of God is one of the major things that we all pursue in life. And you will not miss your own portion of it. I say you will not miss your own portion of it. I say you will not miss your own portion of it. But all this always result in an excellent life. And in the name of Jesus, that will be your portion in Jesus' name. As I conclude in this first service this morning, this also is an impartation service. And I want you to realize that one of the major forces that God uses to change the life of a person is to impart the person. You recall in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 13 to 14, that Elisha did miracles through the mantle that dropped from Elijah. The Bible says, and he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. He took the mantle. Elijah was not there. He only took the mantle that fell from him. Go on. He took the mantle that fell from him and went back and stood before Jordan. There was a problem. He needed to cross Jordan. And then Elijah was not there. A mantle fell from Elijah. He picked the mantle. He took the mantle from Elijah that fell from Elijah and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And what happened after that? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elisha went over. You will go over your problems today. I say you will go over your problems today. Any material that has come in contact with the anointing and the anointed is a mantle. Because somebody will say, what's a mantle? An ordinary cloth. How can an ordinary cloth lead to my healing this morning? How can an ordinary material lead to my success in this examination, in this test? How can an ordinary material lead to my transformation? It is to you according to your faith. He saw the man of God and he said, this man has something. And the mantle dropped. He picked it in faith. and his life changed. That is how somebody's life will change this morning in Jesus' name. Any material that comes in contact with the anointed of God carries unction of God. And it is called the mantle. Any material, cloth material, in Mark chapter 5, verse 30. Mark chapter 5, verse 30. The Bible was speaking there. There was a woman with an issue of blood. Let's start from verse 25 for clarity. Or let me just paraphrase the story. There was a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. And the Bible says she has spent all her money on with the physicians, doctors, consultants, and various big hospitals have collected all her money. And then one day she discovered the mystery of the mantle. She smuggled her way to where Jesus was. And the Bible says she touched the hem of his garment. She didn't hug Jesus. She didn't touch the shoes of Jesus. She only touched a material that Jesus had contact with. Is somebody listening to me this morning? And the Bible says, for she said, if I may but touch his clothes, if I may but touch the anointed material, I shall be whole. That was all. Go on. And straight away, now before, now let's look at 28 first. Sorry. 28 first. For she said, if I may be touched but his clothes, I shall be made whole. Go on. And straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body. That is how somebody will feel healed this morning in Jesus' name. That is how somebody's flu will go this morning in Jesus' name. That is how somebody's menstrual trouble, ulcer, high blood pressure will disappear this morning in Jesus' name. It's an impartation service and it's also a miracle service. So anything in righteousness can happen to you. If you expect and shout a big hallelujah. Let's go on. And straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Go on, please. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue, it means the mantle carries virtue. And Jesus, really knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned. Somebody got it here. Somebody got it here. That is how you will get it this morning. Amen. Gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched this cloth? Who touched this mantle specially? And they say, what do you mean, sir? Many people are everywhere, they are touching the mantle. He said, no. That's not what I'm... I said somebody touched this mantle specially. Then the Bible said the woman came out. I said, I'm the one. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Go on, please. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. This morning, you will go in peace. You will leave this service with peace of mind. I say you will leave this service with peace of mind. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. In Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. The Bible says, and God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs. Were brought from his body, maybe his pocket, maybe any part of his body, handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases on their body departed from. I'm not the one saying this. It's not a figment of my imagination. It's not I'm just thinking that it can happen. The Bible said it. And if the Bible said it, you will have it. I said, if the Bible said it, you will have it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit told me just now that there are some people here, your own portion this morning is peace of mind. As the mantle touches you, you will have peace of mind. Handkerchiefs and aprons were brought from his body, and diseases departed from them. And even evil spirits like povertitis. You know what I call povertitis? Poverty. Carry over Nishian.
or carryover statistics, whereby there's hardly any exam, the person will write that one of them will not have problem. The days of such is over finally. I said the days of such is over finally. The days of such is over finally. Reading and reading without any tangible result to show is finally over this morning. Somebody say a big amen. As you come in contact with these mantles, all your battles shall be solved and dissolved this morning in Jesus' name. The work of mantle is to dissolve battles. The work of mantle is to frustrate that mountain and level it out. Mark it. I said it under God and before God, who is watching me now. Every single thing that is not that God planted into your life, that the devil himself placed there, God will remove them this morning. I say, my Father will remove them this morning. That stranger will go this morning. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody shout a big amen. Is somebody ready this morning? Because I know in this service, stranger must live somebody's life. I say strangers must live somebody's life. Before we go into other ministrations this morning, you are here in this service. You desire this spirit of excellence we are talking about. But you are saying to me, Pastor, I have one or two things I want to first settle with God. I want to ask God for mercy in one area or another. It's not that you are a bad person, but you want the spirit of excellence to come upon you this morning. You desire it, but you want to quickly rededicate your life to Christ this early morning. And we minimize movement at this time. You want quick blessings from God. You want the favor of God upon your life, but you want to quickly settle some things with God. In this first service, this is when I want to pray for you. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. I want to quickly be on your feet so I can see you and pray for you. 1. You want this spirit of excellence? You want a new life? You want God to bless you? You have struggled on your own for too long, but you don't want to ever be the same again. I want to pray with you quickly wherever you are standing. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you. God, don't be the last person. You desire this. You want this mantle to walk in your life. You are tired of battles. This morning, you want God to change your life, to bless you like never before. I want to pray with you quickly this morning. Please be on your feet quickly, and He will bless you in Jesus. Also, if you are watching us from anywhere in the world, you want to quickly also rededicate your life to Jesus, it's on the screen. You can send an email to us or a phone, or send us a text on the phone number that this is your desire this morning, and then you also be praying with us. And I know the Lord will bless you in Jesus. But you are in the auditorium here. You want me to pray for you. You want me to pray with you. Also, you want to break an habit. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. You want to break an habit. You are tired of your former life. You want to stop that habit, but you cannot stop it. You want me to pray with you this morning. Please be on your feet this morning. And the Lord will bless you. And the Lord will change your life. And the Lord will do something new in your life. 2. You want me to pray with you. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. You want the spirit of excellence to descend on you. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. I'll be praying with you just where you are standing. And then your life will never be the same again. You are tired of the former life. You want a brand new life. You want a brand new destiny. You are saying, Pastor, please pray with me. I don't want the spirit of excellence to elude me again. I've failed in life long enough. I'm hungry for a new life. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I'm hungry for a new life. I want to break this habit. I want to stop this habit. Please pray with me. Please be on your feet quickly. 3. God bless you. God bless you. I can see those standing. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. Also, those who are watching us on the screen, don't miss out on this opportunity. It's your name written in the book of life. You have been struggling with habits. You have been struggling with all kinds of habits. And you want to stop it. You want to say bye-bye to sin. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. I want to pray with you this morning. I want to pray with you this morning. God bless you. God will bless you. God will honor you. It shall be well with you. You will never ever be the same again. In the name of Jesus. You will never be frustrated again. 4. I'm about to pray now. I'm about to pray now. Join those who are standing. And you, if you want to rededicate your life to Jesus in this service this morning, you want a new life in Jesus. Or those who are standing and those who are watching us, please place your right hand on your chest as I pray with you. Five. Say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Please cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. As your son, as your daughter, I declare afresh this morning, Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to escape the wishes of the wicked for me. Blessed be thy name in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for salvation of souls this morning. Father, the same grace that has brought about this salvation of souls will bring about their establishment. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please follow the counselors for counseling. Can we be on our feet this morning and give him praise? Give him praise. Give him
praise. Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.